Welcome to A Handful of Hope, where we bring you heart-to-heart conversations with heart-centered people. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of A Handful of Hope. I'm Jesse Brizendine, and I'm so happy and grateful to have Jen with us today. Jen is a holistic nutrition expert who has served clients since 2001. Her approach to health is refreshing and out of the box, yet makes so much sense. Through her entertaining and informative webinars, I've seen a few of them, they aren't very that, blog posts, videos, and social media outlets, her clients quickly get results even though they've spent years of chasing for answers. Her area of expertise is essential oils, thyroid health, natural immunity, adrenal fatigue, blood sugar balancing, and gluten-free living. Welcome, Jen, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Jesse. I really appreciate you and all the work that you're doing to help people, because in a time like right now, and even after we move through this time, you know, it's so important to have tools when things come up in life. And how can we, you know, look at things something different? You know, we're all faced with big things in life at any time, you know, something like, you know, I hear it all the time right now, even through the different channels, like look at our life a month ago and look at today. Yeah. But stuff, our lives can happen, like things can change so fast. And it's, they always say it's like bad things happen even to good people. You know, but it's like, how we move through things is what, you know, keeps us up here and sane and healthy versus crashing and living in the victim mentality for decades, right? And I know you do a lot of that type of work with people with what's happening here, you know, What are they feeling? What are they thinking? Yeah. And that makes all the difference right now. I mean, there's people right now that are like, this is an awesome time. I can get back, you know, and do things I need to do. And then there's people going, the sky's falling, you know, we've got to find somewhere In the middle. So I'm very excited to be here. So thank you for asking me to do this.
And Jen, I'm glad you mentioned that about doing these ongoing too, because one of the things with this is I hope this helps people transition through, really thrive through this time. My goal is to help people thrive through this time as best as possible. But one of the worst things we can do is this time where we may be more open and learning is when everything passes, we go back to normal. We go back to the same habits, behaviors that maybe got us in a place of panic in the first place. And one of those areas that a lot of people are panicking in right now is their immune health. And that's why I'm so grateful you're here to talk about, because when we're looking at how we can boost our immune health, that is something that should be a 24/7, 365, well, 366 since we have leap year endeavor. And I'm hoping that we can just talk about what is immune health boosting look like, and maybe you can start to lay out some things that we should be doing every day for that.
Yes. And, you know, outside of the current epidemic that we're having, or, you know, a pandemic or whatever we want to call this, we have seasonal things that go around. There's a lot of cooties and bugs that are out there that you don't want to get. And a compromised immune system is going to be open to things that the average person would never be open to. And I'll give you an example. As one of my horses a couple years ago, she passed away in 2018, and she was an incredibly strong animal. But the couple years before she died, she had a pituitary tumor, and this compromised her immune system so badly that her body kept getting lice. She was the only horse out of 100 horses on this property that got lice. Okay. Wow. And, you know, and I had the kid with lice, right? The horse with lice, you know, and I had to do all the things, but it was because she had this immune compromise that her body couldn't even handle lice. You think that lice, you would just get lice even if you're healthy. And so that is an example. We see it with horses. We see it even horses with, they get body fungus, you know, horses that are very strong. You could use brushes that you brush their body with that have fungus on them, or bacterial stuff, and you could brush a healthy horse and they won't get it on their skin. An immune compromised horse, they will get it on their skin. Mm-hmm. And so it's relating that to humans are, you know, we are not just victims to shit happening to us, you know, like just because this virus is going around, or like the flu virus that kills 10,000 plus people a year, or other things that are happening, and there's always going to be things. Are we just sitting ducks, you know, waiting to die or get this thing? Absolutely not. You know, you hear about the person that's on a ventilator and you hear about the person that just got a little fever. What has happened in that situation? And one thing that I am really excited about with this whole thing is that people are now aware they have an immune system. You know, Like we always think about, oh, Jesse, I'll just take some like little, you know, what do they call them? Like fizzy bombs, and my immune system is great. You know, yeah, those little
emergency or whatever it is.
Emergency or airborne or whatever. And you guys, it's not how it works. You know, our immune system every day should be, we should be doing things. And it also impacts our overall health. Because when you feel, when your immune system is strong, you're not just having a strong immune system. Your skin is going to look great. You're going to have energy. You're going to have a positive attitude because none of these things are isolated and independent. You'll be able to handle stress, like work stress or, you know, life stress or something like that's going on in the world, big stress. You know, it's not just immunity, but I am really glad that we have these things happening right now because people, you know, a friend of mine who's a medical doctor, he's like, well, we're finding out right now who really washes their hands. You know, I mean, it's just like, so, you know, some of the things that people could do, well, one of the things I'll address first is there's two major things, actually four, but two. I was like two major things. One is, and this is your bag, and I know you'll be speaking to this through these recordings, what you are thinking and how you adapt to stress mentally in your perspective is the number one thing. Because if we are, you know, falling into fear and we're, you know, getting overwhelmed and afraid and we're listening to all the things that are out there that are supposed to make you scared, your cortisol levels, your stress hormone levels will be going boom off the charts. And if you were already a stressed out person, you may not even have cortisol to spike with. And now you really start to spiral out. And, you know, people, I could see predictively, I've seen this happen with people that go through a period of major stress. They, over the next course of the year or so, we're going to see probably a spike in autoimmunity. Autoimmune situations. And I'm not going to say, oh, I'm predicting that. I would not be surprised at all if we saw that happening after this major stress crisis. So stress is number one. And I was thinking about this last night is I do things in my daily life to really, cause I'm a stressed out kind of person. I can be, I gotta be really aware, self-aware of how I feel. It's so at night because we can't go to the spas right now and we can't go and get a massage and we can't go do yoga unless you're at home zooming yoga with your instructor or something or doing a video. So like I take my bathroom and I buy these cheap, like battery operated candles and I put them on a timer every day. Yeah. So when I walk in my bathroom, those are on and I have my aromatherapy going in my shower to clear out my sinuses. And I do this thing, I create this spa thing. It's like, we have to really understand, you know, honestly with ourselves, am I a stressed out kind of person? Am I a reactive person? Am I, you know, and not turning to alcohol. I've seen a lot of people right now turning to alcohol. Yep. So that's your bag. And I'll, you know, I'll tell people, go listen to the other things that you talk about with dealing with stinking thinking and every situation. You know, people right now are either like, yeah, this is an opportunity, you know, to be doing stuff, or it's like sky's falling. You know, where are we with that? And be really honest with ourselves. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, and nobody's gonna want to hear this because a lot of people right now just packed up their whole cupboard with, you know, crap food from the store. I mean, like, Monty and I, my partner, for those of you that don't know me, I got so many things to say about this, but my partner and I, we went to the store and he's actually at the store right now getting some food. We walked through the store and we looked at what was not in stock. And the fruits and vegetable sections were pretty stocked. The chip aisle was not stocked. It was all empty and chips. And we're like, So the number two thing that affects your immune system is your food. Sugar has been proven scientifically to put a blip in your immune system for a period of time after you eat it. This is like, you know, processed sugar, not sugar from like, you know, an apple or something. And sugar and refined flour, especially like, you know, wheat flour, refined grains, especially like flour and white sugar, they literally demolish our immune systems and our white blood cells do not do the right things when we're exposed to sugar. And it's a bad deal. And so many people are addicted to sugar and now would be a really great time to work on that, you know, to go into like, we've got all this time on our hand. Why don't we learn how to cook? You know, you could stream all day long on cooking shows, cooking recipes, and learn a new thing if you don't like to cook, or if you would much rather, you know, just order Grubhub all day long right now. I mean, it's like $40 per delivery on Grubhub typically for one meal. Like $40 could get you a lot of really good food. You know, people tell me that they can't afford organic food, or they can't afford, you know, good quality food. And I'm like, well, how many times a week are you eating out? You know, this should be a time. It's a perfect time to learn how to cook. So what types of foods are the best ones for your immune systems after you eliminate the sugar, please? And that includes like soda pops and all that, you know. Foods that are brightly colored are incredible for the immune system. Vitamin A, and we'll talk about some supplements maybe a little bit. Vitamin A in your red and orange foods are literally protects your cell. It kind of puts a lock and a key on the cell so that the viruses and other things, not just viruses, fungus and bacteria and even parasites, can't get in the cell. So vitamin A is just incredible. So eat those red foods, eat the orange foods, your green foods, of course. They're very high in minerals. They're very high in chlorophyll, which is excellent for your body's internal balance. You know, go, if you're looking at foods, go with the best natural colors you can, like naturally colored. You guys, I'm not talking about like Fruit Loops, okay? You know, pink and purple. I'm talking about like if you have a choice with like you got asparagus in front of you, it's gonna be asparagus time right now. You've got purple asparagus and green and white asparagus. Pick the purple one. You know, it's gonna, those purple compounds are just so unbelievable for your system. They're antimicrobial in your body. They are, you know, these mega antioxidants are so powerful for your immune system. You won't believe what happens to your skin when you eat this way. I mean, your skin will like glow. And, you know, so like that's an example. So if you, I'm not necessarily a grain-free person. I prefer like quinoa and rice and, you know, other options other than regular wheat. But like last night we had quinoa with our dinner. So there's white quinoa, there's red quinoa, and there's black quinoa. Go with black or red. So go with high colors. If you're going to choose rice, go with black rice or brown rice. Mm. You know, and these high pigments in your food is going to be like, your body is going to just go, wow, thank you for all that nutrition. And that's the simplest way, because I have degrees in nutrition, but that's the easiest way for me to share with people how to shop. You know, go with the least processed. If you're going to buy granola, or, you know, look at the sugar level, of course. And if you're going to buy frozen pizza, you know, get the best option that you can. But when it comes to cooking foods, and go with the highest colors, and that's just a simple rule with that. So that's food. The third thing, after going through those, you know, individual things, I am a huge fan of washing my hands. I've been doing that. I'm kind of a germaphobe, to be honest. I have horses, and so at the barn, we don't wash our hands. You know, like, here's my probiotics on my hands, you know. And I'm just like, I'll eat a sandwich without washing my hands when I'm in the barn. But I'm more afraid of human germs, obviously now justified, right? You know, there's some common sense rules. And every time I watch on the news, and Vice President, you know, Pence is always holding up this thing, you know, the rules of, you know, basically like right now, I mean, obviously don't go into crowds of people, you know, because every time I see him hold this thing up, I'm like laughing, not at him, but I'm just like, he's like, all right, children, these are the little rules that we have to do. Wash your hands for 20 seconds with warm water and like scrub all the things, you know, get your nails and get the sides and do all that. So wash your hands. You mentioned, you know, I've been in essential oils for many years. And for many people know about Thieves. You know, I use Thieves on my hands, and that's what I use for like, you know, hand sanitizer, wash my hands. And I'm always washing my hands even more now than I normally do. And, you know, that is huge. Social distancing, it's tough right now because so many people, you know, we're going to get lonely, and it's very, we need that social interaction with people. So like sometimes social media right now is not the most healthy place, but make sure that we're connecting with the people that we know, you know, we're talking to them, we're doing video conferencing. You know, we saw it last night, Monty and I went around the neighborhood, we walked and talked to our neighbors, and we just kept our, you know, distance. And, you know, this is not about necessarily us getting ill. If you look at the statistics, I've been reading the statistics almost every day. It is older individuals and people with compromised immune systems and health situations. And so we don't want to, you know, those people get sick. Of course we don't. Honestly, I don't want to get this thing. It doesn't even, you know, I'd probably be fine, but it's like, we don't want to get this thing and we don't want to spread it. So we don't want the flu either. And we don't want the common cold. And we don't want, you know, this is just good stuff anyways, you know. And so the distancing thing, you know, make sure that right now, you know, you're getting outside, you're going for a walk, you know, that the outside, the air, you know, coming, I know you live near the ocean. I don't. I live near lakes that are frozen right now in Minnesota. But, you know, the air and the dirt and the trees, all there's so much, you know, between the ions that are coming out of those things and the pro bacteria that are in the soil and the fresh air will do more for you than anything. And if you're in an area where you can get some vitamin D, you're going to be, I'm going to get into supplements in a second. Vitamin D and fresh air right now is going to help people so much. You know, this isn't necessarily about spending a ton of money on supplements. It's getting good food, you know, getting outside, getting the fresh air, you know, and that's important with that whole thing. So your lifestyle right now, washing your hands, getting outside, get fresh air, get moving. Don't become a couch potato. Another thing too, is like when you're watching,
just pause you 1 second, because I want to kind of condense a few things there, because you just gave so much information.
I know I do that. Sorry guys. I'll drink my tea.
I want to chunk this down a little bit for everybody watching, because Jen just gave so many options and things to do. And when we're looking at really integrating some of these things, you start with one or two things and try not to go so broad, but there's a lot you can do. And if we have all this time, so maybe you start with, I love the idea of with the lifestyle one, doing the spa type thing in your bathroom. And just when you go, if you're taking a shower or a bath, have some little lights that you can order from Amazon. They're very inexpensive.
Yeah.
That way you walk in there, it's just a relaxing thing. You know, when you're going to the grocery store, this is a great time to try to make some positive health changes with your food. Look for that, you know, if you haven't done this before, try to just get one or two foods that you normally wouldn't buy that are those really, I love the colors, the purple asparagus, the brown or the black, or the black rice, right? Mm-hmm. And just try with one or two new things, and then transitioning over with the habits and stuff. It's funny because we're all kind of joking about washing our hands and we see the memes going around and stuff. But the truth is a lot of us, we're very passive about washing our hands. We're passive about a lot of these preemptive things. Yeah, I was at the gas station the other day, and on the gas station they have this little write-up saying that they're using bleach to go through everything. And this was like 2 o'clock in the morning I was there. And so there's nobody around, but the bleach smell was so strong because they'd obviously been using bleach regularly. And it gave me pause to think, you know, why isn't this happening all the time? What a great thing with this being such a germ thing. So I love the idea of just, you know, picking up these one or two things and then really integrating them as a habit. And then once you feel really comfortable with them, come back, rewatch, and then do the one or two other ones. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure
that is very, very valid. And, you know, I think I'm with you on that, because I've seen that. I'm like, why don't we take more care and with these things? Another prediction that I feel is going to happen is we're going to see a massive drop in the flu this year. Because you could go on and get the CDC's flu statistics and watch the, you know, last 10 years and how they go up and down. I bet you we're going to be really low, because we're actually practicing safe hygiene practices, you know, like shopping carts should be washed and the gas pumps are nasty. And, you know, we should be doing these things anyway. So yes, is the answer to that. And then I want to talk quickly about supplements, because there's a lot of people that are like, I don't know what to do, what to take, you know, is elderberry going to kill me? I mean, like all that stuff. So there are a few four things that are really the most important. One is, I mentioned already, vitamin D. If you live in an area of the country where you can get some good D on your body, get it. That's the best way. I mean, you know, 15, 20 minutes of skin exposure is far more than anything you can get from pill. So vitamin D, that's why, you know, experts predict that there's going to be a period where this is going to drop. But that's why we have a flu season, right? You guys, it's like it goes flu season. It's because people start to get outside again. People start to get the sun, they start to get the fresh air, they start to get the positive ions, negative ions, and all the good things in the world. So big deal, vitamin D. You know, what should you take for as far as vitamin D? You know, that's really up to you. I normally take 1,000 to 4,000 units a day. I mean, it's, yeah, I live in Minnesota. We're all vitamin D deficient here. You know, like it's like, boom. So there's D. The other thing that's been also proven very much to help with virus, but there's many viruses outside of this one. So it's a good thing to do anyways, and get, you know, you can have your D levels checked and all that stuff. So there's that. Second thing is, I mentioned it a few minutes ago, is vitamin A. Vitamin A, if you look at your body, you know, I'm trying to find something like, this is my cap to my drink. Pretend this is a cell. Vitamin A puts like a almost like a moat around your cell so that stuff can't get in. It locks it down and it stops viruses from replicating. Vitamin A, you know, everybody's always talking about vitamin C and zinc and yeah, that's all good. But vitamin A is the badass of all of these things. If I only had one thing, it'd probably be only A. Vitamin A, and there's, you know, the foods are high in vitamin A that I mentioned earlier, but I like to take, you can get 25,000 unit vitamin A pills, and I take 50,000 units right now of vitamin A. There's a protocol that a friend of mine talks about frequently that in vitamin A, if you happen to get sick of any type of sick, like when I start to feel like something's going on, my mom even had her shingles. And I had her do this protocol where you do 400,000 units of vitamin A for 2 days. And you know, you do vitamin A for 2 days at that high level. You do the vitamin D at 10,000 units a day. You do vitamin C if you happen to, you know, get some type of bug. I think the vitamin C is to bowel tolerance. So it could be up to 5 grams, you know, 5,000 milligrams, but break it up for this particular, if something happens. And then zinc, 50 milligrams. So that would be in a situation if somebody was not feeling well. Daily regimen, I do 50,000 of A. That's just what I do right now. I usually do 25,000, but I just bumped it up a little bit. I'm doing about preventatively about 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C right now. Vitamin C, there's a ton of research that's even that China has treated people with vitamin C. They're using vitamin C IVs right now in New York. Vitamin C is a big part of this protocol. Even the drugs that they're using right now in testing, that's all great. But a lot of the protocol that they found adding things to it is zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Everybody should be getting zinc. If you look at your nails and you got dots, little spots on your nails, you're zinc deficient. So zinc is an important part of this protocol. They're treating people with zinc. They're treating people with vitamin C and having incredible results. So my core protocol for immunity, zinc 50 milligrams, daily a couple thousand of vitamin C, 50K right now for me, for A, you could go 25K most of the time, and then your vitamin D. Those are the four core things, you know, that you can do supplement-wise that are going to make a big difference. They're not, you know, people ask me brands and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, things are not easy to get. Get what you can. That's all I'm going to say. Like, I bought some brands of things that I normally never buy, because of things, and it was the only thing available. Buy, see, get what you can. Those are my favorites at the moment. You know, we could go on and on and on. You, of course, probiotics are great, and crows, you know, there's all these wonderful herbs and all those things, you know, that you can, everybody loves, you know, there's mushrooms that are medicinal, and, you know, there's a lot of great things for your immune system, but those four things are the magical four things. And that's all I'm going to really say about supplements. You know, I'm refraining from really going down another road, but, you know, so to recap real quick, and like, you know, you could also help me break it down, Jesse. You know, the first thing is your mindset and your stress and how you're, you know, creating your little spa and, you know, your bathtub, you know? Yep. So like, we've got to just be very aware, you know, be very aware internally what's going on with us, with fear, and what do you need in order to take that and change it around. The second thing is your sugar. Your sugar is the number one immune breaker. I can look at somebody, and I don't mean to be judgmental, but when I see these people that have gotten very, very sick, I can, if they're not old, I can look at their body, because I've taken a lot of these Chinese diagnostic, you know, medicine classes. I can see exactly why they got sick. And I could tell when somebody has a healthy immune system just looking at them. And so that food thing is number two. It's actually like, they're both like number one, to be honest, you know. And then the third thing is, you know, your hygiene. And the fourth thing is those core four things for supplements. So that's what I got, Jesse, without going down more rabbit holes.
This is awesome, Jen. People are at home right now. They're shelter in place in quarantine, lockdown, whatever the terminology is. They got some more time. if you could recommend people listen to one podcast, what podcast would you recommend?
Oh my gosh. You know, I was
just one.
I would say whatever passion you have right now in your life that you've been not doing because you've had no time to do, I'd find a podcast on that.
I love
that. It could be cooking. It could be horses. It could be anything that you want to learn. You might be want to learn bookkeeping. Go and learn right now something that you've wanted to learn and go find a podcast that's on that, because there are some amazing ones. Like, I listen to like Gary Vaynerchuk and stuff, and that's not like the most, for most people, that's not the right podcast. But I would say take this time and learn something that you've been meaning to learn for a long time.
Good answer. The book you'd recommend people read?
What are my most recent ones? It popped in my head, is How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's an old book, very old, and I don't know where that came from, because I'm looking at like hundreds of books right here on the other side of my thing. How to Win Friends and Influence People.
I love it. It's perfectly relevant too, always relevant.
I know.
And movie or documentary you recommend people watch?
You know, I heard yesterday, and I can't recommend because I haven't watched it. Yes, this is the one. On Hulu is the Dr. Ruth story right now. It's her documentary, Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And I'm telling you, you guys need to watch it. It's about her life. And if you think we've got problems right now, I did not know that Dr. Ruth was World War II. Her family was killed in Germany. And her parents, and her life is freaking amazing. And I would recommend that Dr. Ruth documentary hands down.
That's awesome. Everyone, boy, there's so much great information here, and I encourage you to rewatch it. And Jen just broke it down really well. I think one thing that's really important to preface this with is this is not just stuff to do right now. This is what she's giving you is really an outline for living a better life too. The worst thing you can do right now is all of a sudden be really proactive about your immune system, because we're talking about it so much. Do it for the next few weeks, the month, or however long this thing draws out, and then all of a sudden go back to normal. What she's giving you here is really great strategies, not only for navigating through now, but living a great life. You've got to get the stress in check. If we're stressing out, all those other things are not to say they're going to be negated, but they're going to strongly be. It's kind of like going and buying a car, putting 4 brand new tires on it, filling up the tank of gas, and then going and slashing the first one, thinking you're going to get somewhere. Just not going to work that way. You know, really looking at ways that you can just make a little spa experience. You create a relaxation space in your own home, you know, where the TV's off, the news is off, the lights are off, and just have some lights and some smells, whatever it is for you. Looking at your food, looking at your nutrition, all of us can make one or two little nutritional improvements right now that's going to help boost our immune system, probably elevate our moods, everything else. And like Jen said, there's some great ways to look at cooking things. You should watch the episode we had with Marcia, the chef on here. She talks a little bit more about that. And the last one is looking at some supplements. You know, what supplements, what are you not getting from food? And do some research for yourself and just see, start with some of Jen's suggestions and dive in. This is a great time to explore and learn more about yourself. And I think one of the gifts that can come out of right now is with so many of us having to confront our mortality in a way. It's a really good way to realize that if we're afraid, it's because we value our life. And if we value our life, let's look at ways that we can really elevate it and make the rest of our life the best of our life. Should we be so great? Should we be granted that opportunity? You know, you all hear me say all the time that tomorrow is not promised. All we are guaranteed is right now. And let's live right now as if we're going to have tomorrow. And let's live right now as if we're going to make tomorrow even better than it was today. So Jen, this was absolutely incredible. You are so much fun to be around, a wealth of knowledge. I always love and appreciate your energy. And thank you for sharing with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse. I hope everybody that's watched this, you get some value. If not anything, you just are entertained by me. and bring this and share this message with Jess that Jesse is helping you with, and share these videos, you know, tag people. If it's a post, if it's a YouTube video, share the link with people, get this information out, because there's so much dread and drear that's out there. Please share the message and the work that Jesse's doing.
Thanks, Jen. We'll see you everybody next time on another edition of A Handful of Hope. Thank you so much for listening. If you're finding value in these conversations, please rate and review on Apple, Google, Stitcher, or wherever your favorite place is to listen to.